FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A mass funeral service for the victims of a horrific crash in northern KZN is underway. Eight people died after a collision between a tow truck and a light delivery vehicle last week on the N2 near Empangeni. This week, one person succumbed to their injuries in hospital. At least 15 people survived the crash. The service is taking place at the Siletukukanya High School. Several officials are in attendance, including Deputy Transport Minister Mkhuleko Hlengwa and KZN MEC Sboniso Duma. Here's the provincial department's Ndabezinhle Sibiya.
The MEC has indicated that the focus will be on Mkhwana's family. This is a child-headed household. Following the death of Umama Winino Buhle Mkhwanazi, the children are now orphans with no source of income. To complicate matters, children are living in abject poverty and in a dilapidated mud house. The MEC will announce interventions by the Department of Human Settlements.
A local activist believes the NPA has let society down by not prosecuting anyone in the Gwegwe case. There's been a public outcry after it was alleged the young girl was sexually assaulted at her school in Madatiele in the Eastern Cape last October. The NPA said there isn't enough evidence for a successful prosecution. Nadia Bernan from the Rapid Response Team on Gender-Based Violence says this is common in rape cases.
There's always no trace of DNA or not enough evidence, and the process in itself is exhausting. Thousands of rape victims and survivors that were watching this case closely to see how it goes. And it goes back to that in reality, our South African law protects sexual predators.
Bernan says that as activists, there's little they can do once the government is involved.
Our government officials are not gender sensitive. They are not equipped to handle any GBV related cases. Only way we are going to close these gaps is when government starts working hand in hand with civil society organizations on the ground that have become first responders.
And a new song by rapper Kanye West glorifying Nazi leader Adolf Hitler has racked up over 10 million views on X. It's after it was banned by other sites, including YouTube. Heil Hitler was released this month on the 80th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. West, in recent years, has made repeated anti-Semitic and pro-Nazi statements. Your top story this hour, a mass funeral service for the victims of a horrific crash in northern KZN last week is underway. Nine people died after a collision between a tow truck and a light delivery vehicle last week on the N2 near Empangeni. Find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.